Yes, I confirm it. This has always been the head of state position. This has always been the steadfast position of our government. We have never allowed Boko Haram to have any base here, and we will never allow it to do it. Despite the fact that even today we have been victim of very subtle, very nasty aggression, but we have never hosted Boko Haram basement here in Cameroon, and this will never ever take place. And as you know, the head of state has declared war against this terrorist organization. We have mobilized all our security and defense forces, and the government will let no stone unturned in the fighting and bringing them down.
Mr. Information Minister, has the government stepped up security around the borders following this attack that you talked about?
Well, indeed. But the problem is that we are fighting an asymmetric battle. Nobody knows who is Boko Haram. They are very much infiltrated here and there. It is impossible to know when will they attack. We have already more than 3,000 troops with military hardware, with ammunition and arms. We need to face them. But the problem is that you don't know who are they and when are they going to attack. Early this morning, we are victim of very brutal attack. They assaulted the house of the Vice Prime Minister. They assaulted the house of our traditional ruler in Kolofata. They took many hostages. So, but the problem is that you don't know who are they and where are they going to attack. So I think that the government is going to take any necessary measure to review our strategy and to find the right and the best answer to tackle, to curb this situation.
There were reports that suggest that your government has been reluctant about this Boko Haram menace and you delayed cooperation with Nigeria. What do you say to that?
We have never delayed cooperation. We always agreed to exchange information. And we say that when the Nigeria government is ready to undertake a huge, very important attack against Boko Haram, they have to inform us in order to protect our border, in order to put troops and information services, in order to prevent them from entering our country. This has always been the principle accepted by both countries. What we were reluctant to accept is to enable or to authorize a foreign army to penetrate our soil, because we have what we need in order to face the situation. We are ready to engage a coordinated operation. Nigeria in its own soil, in our territory, Cameroon in its own territory. So together, we deal with them. But this has always been the position of our government.
Now, Mr. Chiroma, you said your government is reviewing security strategy as a means to combat this terrorism or terrorist attack by Boko Haram on your people. How soon will the implementation begin?
The implementation has to take place with no time. We say that we have been aggressive this morning. You know how freely they are operating in Nigeria. I am sorry to say it. We are a collateral victim. We will spare no effort. This aggression, I told you that they assaulted the house of the Vice Prime Minister, and they abducted many people in his house. Many people were killed early this morning, and this situation is unbearable. This situation is unacceptable. The reason why we say that we have to adjust our defense policy, we have to do something in order to curb this situation. But as we keep always saying that, this is not something that can be efficiently and overnight addressed by a single nation. So I think that all the head of state involved in this war against Boko Haram, Cameroon, Nigeria, Niger, Chad, all the head of state, I think that they are in close relation in order to see to put in place the best strategy to handle, to curb, and to bring down terrorist organizations.
Your government is asking for cooperation with Western countries, including the United States, to help fight this terrorism. What can you tell me about this?
Yes, during the Paris summit, I think that the French head of state, on behalf of Europe, made a commitment. The United States made the same commitment. China made the same commitment. United Kingdom said they made the same commitment. All of them, they have promised to stand by our nation, because you have Cameroon, Chad, Niger, Benin, and Nigeria, five states which are involved in the process of fighting Boko Haram. All those nations are in all-out war. But we know that with the commitment of the Western countries, United States in particular, they have the military capacity, ability. They have a drone. They have many things that could enable us to be successful in fighting this Boko Haram. This has always been their commitment. There is no doubt. There is no doubt they are doing something. But for the moment, the brunt of attack is what Cameroon is undergoing right now. That's why we say that thanks to that, to commitment, the assistance of U.S. United States commitment to help us, I think that this will enable us to update and to improve our fight against this terrorist organization.